There are those who think the only thing worse than finding a slug in their garden or flower bed is to find one in a salmon berry that they just bit into. Yucko. Marion Owen is well known as an expert in Kodiak gardening and in gardening in general. So when she talks about gardens, people listen. She says the best way to deal with slugs is to periodically pick them off your plants, preferably with gloves, to avoid the sticky slime. And if you get slime on your hands, don't wash them with water. That's because the slime has the ability to absorb moisture and thus will create even more slime. It's much better, she said, to do a dry wash with borax powder.
And you just kind of rub it in your hands so it pills up and then it just comes right off. So that's the solution is, if you like to pick slugs barehanded, and there are a bold few around here that like to do that, otherwise you use chopsticks or gloves. But if you use your hands and you go, yeah, and it's getting all icky and sticky, then don't plunge it in a bucket of water. It's going to be a while before you get it off. Have a little coffee tin or something of Boraxo soap near the garden and just dip your hands in it and roll your hands together and it just peels off. It just gathers up and you just shake it off.
Owen was our guest this week on Talk of the Rock, where she shared lots of tips about dealing with pests in the garden. Slugs, bugs, and other thugs, she calls it. Owen says the slime allows slugs to travel great distances in order to chow down on plants that they like the best. Plus, the slime offers a clear path to other slugs, so they know how to get straight to the good food ahead. One trick to keep slugs off your growing greens is to give them something else to eat, a sacrificial zucchini, so to speak. Owen offers this advice that she got from a friend.
I also learned this from Midge Short out in Anton Larson Bay. She would have a whole row of cabbages, for example. But on either end of that row, she would plant like Chinese cabbage that slugs love on either side of the row as a sacrificial plant. So the plants would get eaten up by slugs on either end of the row, but they would basically leave alone the cabbages she wanted to keep.
Really? And that works?
And it works. I've seen it.
One thing Owen is adamant about is keeping dangerous repellents away from the garden. They are bad for the bugs, but also bad for fish and bad for people. Whether you are battling slugs or cabbage worms or any of a myriad creatures that frequent our gardens here, it's best by far, she says, to know thy enemy and work with nature.
There's a tolerance here. You know, if you have a few holes in your lettuce leaves, it's not the end of the world. It is a tolerance thing. Do you have to go out and kill everything? No. And I say, don't do that until you understand thine enemy. It's like the cabbage root maggot. If you don't understand the cycle, you don't know what to do to prevent it from happening again. Just running out to the store and just buying something that's poisonous and shaking or spraying it does no good for wildlife, creatures, earthworms, or anything. So that's kind of a no-no. Understand your enemy.
And don't forget to enjoy the garden. It offers more than just food for the table. It also offers food for the soul.
So you just kind of get in tune with your plants. So just take a walk around your yard or your deck every day with your coffee or tea and just look.
Owen also recommends bringing a sketchbook or taking your phone so you can photograph your garden. Speaking of which, Owen is also a professional photographer who takes endless photos of her gardens. Tomorrow, she'll share her tips for getting the best shot of your prized zucchini or a bee that lands on a flower. Join us during Friday's newscasts. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.